And welcome into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And it's a women's basketball night, Coach, is tomorrow. We start the WAC tournament. So we get to get some things going there. They're taking on Aquinas. Siena Heights, the number 3 seed. Aquinas, the number 6 seed coming in. So we're getting ready for that. And we're going to bring in Coach Siljabek. And then we got a couple players with us tonight as well. And one of her also former players and assistant coaches. So it's going to be a busy night tonight here on Saints Sports Weekly. And Coach Siljabek, you there and ready to go?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for having me.
All right, perfect. Well, this is the time you've been shooting for all season long, and you know, coming in as a 3 seed and playing well of late. And I know you're getting a lot of different contributions from different people throughout the course of the year, and so you got to be at least happy about that. That you know, you've had some girls really stand out this year.
Yeah, we've really had it. You know, we've had Peyton Banks, who's our leading scorer, and Shakaya Parker, but we've also had, you know, some other ones that have stepped up, and whether it's scoring certain nights, rebounding, or defense, I feel like, you know, we've really had some people step up, and two of them sitting here with me, Allie Miner and Madison Hamilton, but, you know, even Eva stepped up, Olivia DeLong one night, Anaya Powell another night, you know, they just really, Iana Wan, you don't see too much on the stat line, you know, that's fancy for her, but just rebounding. So we've kind of been doing our winning by a committee in different areas.
Well, and I know earlier in the year when Peyton did go down, you know, that obviously has some concerns for you, but, you know, that an injury like that does force the other players to realize, okay, we got to pick up some slack. And you know, is that kind of a little bit of a blessing in disguise now that you think about it?
Well, we went 1-2, so I don't know how much of a blessing it is, but it did help us. I think, you know, actually, I think Allie probably doesn't remember her saying this, but when we were in Hawaii, Peyton got in some foul trouble and got hurt the second. She was hurt the first game, but then played the second game and got in foul trouble. And, you know, Allie Miner, who's here, like I said, made a comment that we just hung with the number 1 team in the country, you know, without our top scorer. So I do think it helped everybody realize that, you know, we're not just one-dimensional, and we have other players that can come in and score or rebound and do different things. And it really did. I think the biggest one, it really helped, was Shakaya Parker. You know, she found different ways to score than besides just her sitting out on the three-point line.
Well, and I think when you look at Shakaya, I think that kind of made her, you know, force her to be a little more, you know, I wouldn't say selfish, but, you know, things that she has to do on her own, saying, okay, I'm going to take this game over a little bit. And, you know, an injury like that to your number one all of a sudden, you know, makes somebody else try to step up and be the one that they can count on. And I think that gave her a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, she doesn't suffer from lack of confidence even before, I do think it gave her the fact that, you know, she now could, you know, is kind of, was that go-to player to start with, and I do think it gave her that part a little bit more confidence than she has.
Coach, you know, before I ask this question, I just want to congratulate you and your entire team and program for any time you go through a season and win 23 basketball games through 7. That's, you know, but and I know it's par for the course of your program, but congratulations, number one. This tournament run will be fun, I'm sure. One of the things I want to center on is, you know, we've talked a lot and we just referenced when Allie got hurt. Allie was having a great year. And the uniqueness of your team, we talked about it early. If you remember when you were on early fall, you pretty much had 3 point guards when you include Iana with Anaya Powell. Anaya came in and gave you a great lift. And then most recently, Miner is really coming back playing strong. So I really think you're going into this tournament from the perimeter standpoint as strong as you've been. I don't know what you feel about it, but I think that's a good sign for us as we get ready for Aquinas.
Yeah, I think we go really deep, you know, I guess deep, and I mean, we really have four starters on the guard side.
Right.
You know, you got Allie and A.E. and Shaq, and, you know, they step, you know, on and off the floor, and we don't miss a beat. I mean, I think we finished the Aquinas game most of the second half with Iana on the bench, you know, and she's been a leading rebounder from the guard side of it, you know, and obviously, you know, we held our own without Allie being out, but yeah, I think just like Peyton, it took her a little bit. I think it's a good
yes.
thing we got Allie back rolling. It took her just a little bit to get back and believe confidence. And she's sitting here right now, but have the confidence that she's good and get back to how she was playing. And, you know, I think what is really nice is that it gives us the ability to potentially at times play four guards and do, you know, do our four out one in at times too. So, you know, it gives us that option of versatility to look two different ways depending on what we need at the time of the game.
Well, I think, Coach, too, when you look at that, that, you know, all of them, too, can feel like they can play maybe a little more aggressive, a little more reckless abandon, knowing that, you know, we're deep enough. If I pick up a foul here, or if I have to sit because I get a couple quick ones, you know, not what you ideally want, but knowing that there's somebody to step up behind you. So, you know, you don't have to kind of play hands off. You can really go out there and play a little more aggressive basketball.
Well, you know, we've had a little bit of foul trouble with a couple of our guards, so we don't kind of focus on that. I prefer to say that they can go harder, you know, not so much reaching, but just play harder, faster, and then we can get them a sub. But we give them the license, Jeff, to go and foul. We're going to be in trouble. We'll have two of our guards sitting on the bench. So, but yes, we really do like to attack defensively, and try not to reach. But you know, it is sometimes it does happen, and I do think you're right. You know, we, like I said, we have a couple guards that we haven't even talked about. Two other guards that, you know, have gotten some little time that are quality, and that's Julia and Gelso is just probably our top shooting from the 3-point percentage. And you know, I don't want to say it, but Hadley Gratz has come in, and when Allie was out, she had a couple of, you know, I know it wasn't a lot, but a couple of minutes that were some big minutes for her, and they just haven't had some chances because our four guards have been so strong.
You know, you're right about Gelsing. I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name, because she has given us lifts at many points of the season. One thing I want to I looked up here, and I've been watching, and I think this is so impressive, Coach. Over 30 games, your opponent's field goal percentage is, if I read this right, 35%, where their three-point percentage is 24.4. In the conference, it doesn't deviate that much. I just think you guys, on the most part, play great defense. Now, as teams are looking to prepare for you, what do you think they'll try, especially Aquinas, who we've beaten twice, will try to do different to try to change, you know, their negative outcome?
Well, we were talking about that. You know, they played us in man the first time and we beat them.
Right.
They played us in zone mainly this last time, and they had us. They were up by, I didn't say they had us, they were up by six on us.
Yes.
And then they carried the lead into, you know, then we kind of got it back, but they hit some three. Ironically, you say that they shot 50-some percent
yeah.
from us on the three-point line that game, and, you know, we just didn't do the job there, so we had to just change the pace a little bit. But I don't know. I'm still thinking they're going to maybe keep us in that zone. I don't know, maybe a box and one, but they really can't box and one us anymore. The one team that did it was Dearborn,
because
right. that's when we shot 5% from the three-point line. You know, I think we have too many tools now that can come back and help us. But I think they'll try to take that high post away in the zone, because that's where, I mean, Peyton probably had
right.
25 of her 33 there that night, and just do some different things. Maybe press us because they are pretty quick and athletic. But, you know, those are just some things that we thought about what they could do. If, you know, if I were them, maybe mix it up, a couple zones, a couple man,
right.
a couple zones, maybe try to keep us off balance.
Yeah, and your point guards, and I know that the one that's with us tonight. They'll tell you that's always difficult to have to read defenses on the fly. The one thing I noticed about Aquinas, Coach, and so many teams that you play, is your defense forces them to get impatient, you know, because you, I think you just play that great pack stuff and they can't get in and they take bad shots. That's what I thought Aquinas did. They shot so quick because they're used to doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's, and I think your defense is the, you know, the strongest part of your team in many ways. What do you think is an area you have to get better on to get to the national tournament?
I think we have to be able to, you know, rotate over on our box outs. That's been a little bit of a sore subject on our teams. Like we've given them, even when we go out and we defend, we don't finish that last drop down in rotation for the box out. We're down there and standing sometimes, and they get that. So sometimes I think we give them a little bit too many possessions. And then I think sometimes we get a little impatient in the fact that, you know, they're that confident in themselves and each other, and then, you know, stop maybe moving the basketball that's been working for us. So I think those two things probably would be something that we have to maintain and understand the focus, and when those times are not going so well, then we need to work just a little bit harder to get some better shots, but then definitely box out and limit them to just one chance.
Can I ask you, and I haven't really looked, who does Rochester play in the first round?
They have Dearborn, actually.
Okay, which is, we've seen Dearborn, boy, they have some talent, you know. Do you sense any surprises? You know, or who do you think the big dark horse would be in this tournament?
I think it could be Dearborn. I still think it could be Dearborn because, you know, they didn't play last year, if you remember.
Right.
So they're kind of, now they had a really bad game the other night, you know, the other day, I forget. They got beat by Lawrence. I shouldn't say a bad game, a Lawrence Tech that I thought would be closer. But, you know, I think they being out a year and not playing, and they're finally starting to play, and a new coach. So it took them time. I mean, they have two D2 players on that team. You know, the Wells kids played at Saginaw, and Williams played at Wayne State, and they got a good freshman up there and a couple of good guards that fill in for them. They just don't go very deep, and you know, they usually didn't shoot well, but except for us, for some reason, they decided to shoot well. So I think that could be it, because then Rochester's lost one of their top guards. The wing player, Jakari Thompson,
yes.
I think is her name. She's out for the year.
Did she play against us at our place?
She did play, but not very much,
yeah.
I don't think so.
I know she wasn't very active, and I wondered, so she's out for the year then.
Yeah.
Coach, one other question is, we know does the WAC continues to get two bids to the national tournament. Is that right?
Correct. It's the season winner, which is Tech. They only lost one on the year. And then the conference tournament champion, or if it's the same one as Indiana Tech, then, and if Indiana Tech makes it, then it's whoever plays them in the final.
So if, for example...
Don't say it. We're winning it.
Yeah, that's right. You want to win it. No, yeah, but you know, you know the old saying, you got to go through hell to get to heaven, right?
And
what you're saying, if you guys both win, Saturday could be if Tech holds serve, you're playing for the national tournament. You want to finish it, certainly. But is that so?
Yeah,
that
we actually
could be
played
true.
Friday this year. We played Tuesday, Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah,
I did not know that. Jeez, that changes my week. And
that's right, because we're ready to go as long as you are. We'll be there tomorrow night. And so that's one thing I loved your first comment though, Sue, is we're winning it, and that's a good thing. You know, and it does start tomorrow night. You know, what's the big key? You know, looking at that Aquinas game is shutting down their big girl. What's the key to doing that?
Yeah, Mad's over here putting a muscle up. It's keeping her off that block. You know, she's a great player. She's a candidate for player of the year. Leads our conference in rebounding, second, I think, or third in scoring behind Banks. But I think we just got to, if the further we can keep her off the block and make her shots harder to finish, I think that, you know, that's obviously the key in trying to dig it out on her, but not giving up the three-point shot is the slippery slope that we have to navigate tomorrow. And then making sure, obviously, that, like I told you earlier, that we box out and drive her back and only do give her one chance, because she's really good. She misses, she follows it right back up.
Now, I was there the first time you guys played them, and she looked like she was a little bit of a knee or something. Was she better the second game when you guys played, looking healthier?
That's how she looks. She's just so gangly.
Okay.
You know, you look at her and you think, you're like, holy cow, and then you look at your stats and you don't believe, you know. I'm sure at this point of the season, and she's a senior in her career, I mean, you know, everybody's got, it seems like, a knee brace or a tape job or something, you know, they're just battling through it. So, but yeah, I think she just doesn't look, you look at her and her moves aren't explosive or quick, you know, but she just finds a way to finish it. She's got a great touch on it.
Coach, I would agree with what you said, because sometimes she doesn't look like she's interested, you know? And then you realize she has great tools, right, in that she has a good touch. But it's got to be, you know, tough for the Aquinas coach, because you'd think she could maybe do so much more. You know what I'm saying? You don't like to see, I'm an announcer, not a coach. I can talk about other players. You can't. But you know, she could be really dangerous if she played with more pizzazz, so to speak, like your players do. But Madison Hamilton, that's one player that, you know, we're going to get a chance to interview. She plays hard, and so does Eva and Olivia, and that's going to hurt that. I forget her name from Aquinas, but is everybody healthy now? Can I just ask you before we get to the players, is everybody as healthy as they can be?
As healthy as we can. I was just looking over at Madison because she went down today and took a stumble, but she popped back up. She keeps going. She's like that bunny, you know, she gets knocked over and just keeps on trucking and knocking on wood that everybody is as healthy as they are. So right. We're hoping to keep that it and go and roll through it. So.
Well, that's all you can ask right now. As you said, everybody's kind of, you know, has that at the end of the year, you know, dealing with something and trying to get through the rest of the season. And again, trying to get there and trying to keep it going. I guess before we get done with you, Coach, and get to the girls, what makes Indiana Tech so good?
I think the fact that they're really a five-out team. If you want my bluntly honest answer, is the dollar. The scholarship dollar is what makes them really good. But, you know, they got a lot of transfers living in Fort Wayne, so a lot of people come home. You know, we finally got lucky with the transfer the last 2 years, not this year, but with Kelsey Wyman coming home, but there's not too many kids that come back home. And, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, we're not a metropolis. We have good players in this area, but, you know, to get them to come back, where Fort Wayne, you have a lot of kids that might go off D1 or D2 and then come back. In fact, she's made a living off of Purdue Fort Wayne. I think, Fred, your niece coaches right. out there, is an AD out there. But when the transfer market these days with that high-level basketball is a lot, they leave and they'll go there. Or in Fort Wayne, they can go home and they can live at home. And you know, if you give them tuition, then it's not that much out of pocket. But besides that, you know, as you look through it, they have, they just go five out, and I think that's tougher. That's a little bit tougher for us to guard with them. If we can manage and get the inside game where they have to guard us, which we did at our place, and then we just didn't capitalize on it back at their place, then they struggle with us. And, we had a chance, had a chance right there. I think we were up one or two and didn't pull through at our place, but you know, we're excited. I know we left there really disappointed. I know I did. I know our team did. So we're, you know, that's been our mission, not only just obviously to win tomorrow and win Friday, but to get ourselves a second chance, especially after that game.
Yeah, Coach, if at our place when you didn't have Peyton, I think we were up 48-44 midway or three quarters to the way of the last quarter. Your kids played tremendously, so we know that that's a, you know, team you can get.
Yeah, I think I do. If we can play our style, then we can get that game.
Well, and one other thing before we transition over, you know, your dark horse, U of M Dearborn, it would really be nice for them to get a win at against Rochester. Then you get another home game.
Yeah, I'd love to get another home game because that's another one I want another chance at. And I think our players do too. So, yeah, you know, like I said, we right now our focus has to be to come back and get back and at least get Aquinas tomorrow, and then we'll figure out who we play after that game.
Well, that sounds like a plan, Coach. We appreciate your time and good luck. And then we're going to take a quick time out and come back with we got Madison Hamilton and Allie Miner to talk a little in season. And, you know, I guess Coach is in the room with you ladies, so you can't say too much anything dirt on Coach. But, you know, we'll see what we can dig up with you. So we'll about the whole season and Coach Seljebeck. So, no, Coach, just kidding. But we're going to take a time out, and we're going to come back with a little bit more here on Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, right here, 96.5 The Cave at 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you here. Sponsored by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And now it's time to bring in a couple of the current players for Siena Heights University women's basketball. And we've got a couple seniors. Madison Hamilton, senior from Wyandotte. Good evening, Madison.
Good evening.
And then also we've got Allie Miner, senior out of Bryan, Ohio. And good evening, Allie.
Hello.
Okay, I tried to do that and have you both say hi so I could figure out voices, and it was too close with just a little bit. I tried to be sneaky in there and let you go, you know, figure it out. But Madison, we'll start with you. Again, a senior just from Wyandotte. How in the heck did you get over here to Siena Heights? That's going to be my first question, and since I asked that, and while you're telling us, Allie can think of a good story about why she got here, too. But, Madison, why don't you start out about how you ended up at Siena Heights?
Well, interesting enough, Coach Sue was recruiting my teammate, and then that teammate decided to go on to MSU, and Coach Grace came to the game, saw potential in me, and I remember walking in here, and Coach Sue was very upfront in how she runs her program, and I was all for that, and I love it here.
Okay, Allie, your turn.
In high school, we actually had gone to Adrian College Camp. So, like, every summer we came up here, and Coach Capps, who was the boys' GA at the time, was reffing. He's like, you ever heard of Siena? Like, you should talk to Coach Sue. And I was like, okay, I'll look at it. Never heard of the school. Like, been going to Adrian Camp my whole life. Never knew Siena was 15 minutes away. Went and checked it out, and I was pretty much sold after my visit.
Ladies, this is Coach Smith. You know, I'm the old has-been that was around the school about 44 years, but I do get the pleasure of watching.
Don't, hold on. His name's on the court, though, guys. You know that. So he can say all he wants, but when your name's on the court, you're good.
What I want to tell you both while you get a chance, it's been such a pleasure over the last 2 to 3 years to cover you guys, as you just play your tails off. What I want to ask both of you is two questions. How you built your way through the program. In other words, it wasn't an easy, I'm starting as a freshman. You built your way through the program. Talk about that journey of each of you can do that separately. And while you're doing that, tell us what you're studying at Siena.
Okay, I'll go first. So I'm actually studying communication, but my 4 years here was really, like, interesting. Freshman year, studied on JV. I really think I needed that year just to adapt to the college atmosphere. Sophomore year, pulled up to varsity, and obviously I was playing under Demi Russell, which was a huge learning curve for both of us. Demi always complimented me that I made her work and stuff, and it was an honor, honestly, to play behind her, too, because I learned a lot just from her. Last year, I had a couple minutes that, you know, Coach Sue put me in. Like, we needed a bigger body and stuff, and had to show up because we just weren't scoring, like, those games against Indiana Tech that we can't. We just need a different attribute to the team. And then this year, Coach Sue saw some faith in me, put me in the starting lineup, and Honestly, I had to learn from my teammates. Not starting, it kind of gave me the jitters, so I had to learn the whole aspect of playing a game again since I hadn't played since my freshman year.
Coach, you know, Madison, you can really see the confidence in this last month or two. I don't know if you feel it, but when you get the ball down, you're not hoping anymore. You're making it happen, and I want to really commend you for that. Let me ask you this question: you guys, with this COVID year, are you coming back next year, or are you going to graduate?
I'm going to graduate.
Okay.
Things are just working out. I'm going to be graduating on time, and I have some jobs and internships lined up.
Well, that's awesome. Can you just talk about those real quick, or?
Yeah, I have an internship lined up in Birmingham, Michigan, with a marketing company called Brogan & Partners. They do a lot of the advertising for actually COVID vaccines, Henry Ford health systems, and a lot. So I'm going to be learning their ways of advertising stuff. So I'm excited about that.
Well, congratulations for sure there. Allie, talk about your journey first and what you're studying, et cetera.
I'm studying sport management, but my story is a little different than Mad. My freshman year, I got pulled up to varsity,
mm-hmm.
played, I think, one JV game, and then that was like midway through the season. Once that happened, I started getting a few more minutes on varsity, still not a lot, and then sophomore year came around, I was starting to play like 10, 12 minutes, and then junior year, got to start, then I got hurt. And, you know, obviously with Anaya coming back and me coming back and E, I was like, oh, what's going to happen this year? Like, how are we all going to fit into this? But I think what's different from the years past is, like, everybody is so bought into their role and, like, everyone is so okay with, like, oh, I'll come off the bench because that's going to help our team. And I think that's really cool for us this year.
Well, you can see that for sure in your team. You all have different strengths, and point guards are versatile players. You know, that's what's great about them, and this is, I think, is one of your greatest strengths. But I've noticed you offensively have really stepped up your game this past year. You seem a lot more dangerous from the three-point line, and even though, did you play point guard in high school? And talk about how, you know, you've gotten, how you've developed your game offensively.
Yeah, I did play point guard okay. in high school, but coming in, like, I was obviously a year younger than Anaya, and she had started
right.
her sophomore year, my freshman year,
yes.
so just playing under her and just, like, learning from her, and, like, Coach Sue expects a lot out of the point guards here, and I didn't really understand that when I first got here as in terms of, like, I needed to lead and communicate as a freshman.
Right.
And so that's a really big thing that I learned from all my teammates is, like, we have confidence in you, be confident in yourself.
Now, with your sports management, because one of the things you have to do in sports management, you have to do an internship, and you can't do it while you're playing. At least you couldn't when I don't think it's changed the last couple of years. And that either forces you to do it as in the summer. Are you thinking about a fifth year or not, or are you going to also graduate?
I'm taking my fifth year,
but we've
kind of, in the past year, we've been working on a little bit of a plan so that I can do my internship and still play.
That'd be great. And that's
yeah.
That was always, believe me, something in the past that I don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole here with faculty and our friends, but that, it was a problem. And it wouldn't seem like it would be a problem. I'm glad you're working that out because that's going to really make us stronger next year with Peyton coming back for sure.
Well, and I think, Allie, especially with you, when you look at the fact that, you know, missing most of last year, that this is kind of that other redshirt year that you can kind of take up for that. And so that's got to be exciting to have that chance to say, yes, I get that extra year.
Yeah, I agree. It was huge. Like, getting my fifth year is, like, pretty much my fourth year now for me. So I'm really excited about it.
You know, defensively, what type of adjustment was that? First, I guess, with you, Allie, and then the next time with Madison, with really the backbone of this highly successful small college NAI program, in my mind, is a great defense the Lady Saints play. What type of adjustment was that f- for you coming from Bryan High School, and what type of defense did you play in high school, and how long did it take?
We were in high school. We played like a lot of like in denied pass lanes,
right.
And we forced everybody baseline when they were in the corner. So like switching from that to pack line was huge because it's huge on communication too. And like if everybody is not bought in pack line, like something's going to be wrong.
Right. Well, it's funny, funny you say that. That's the defense. When I coached, we played that, you know, that up and on the line, force baseline. And everybody has kind of gone, you know, the successful teams at men and women's level have gone to the pack line. And it is a different way to force people. You guys, I think, do it extremely well, you know. How long did it take you to get it, though? I mean, did it take a week, 2 weeks, or a while?
I would definitely say most of preseason, and I'm still working on it.
Yeah, for sure. How about you, Madison? Is there much difference in the post with the pack line and how and what you guys played in high school at Roosevelt and Wyandotte?
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, the only thing I wouldn't say that's different is communication. I think that's my strong asset because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing everything. I see where the screens are coming, so I have to communicate that. But like Ali said, if somebody's off of beat, like the whole, it crumbles. So it took me a while. It's still taking me some time as well. But with the post too, is like Coach Du expects us to be able to guard a guard, like any guard would be able to do. So, I mean, that adjustment of just being a big man, being able to guard a guard is a huge asset to the team as well.
Now, do you, your ball screens, do you do the same thing on ball screens? You just switch them? Do you hedge them? Or does it depend on the team you play?
Depends on who we're playing. Depends on the play. Depends if we got shooters. That's where the communication comes in, is we have to be ready for anything.
Yeah, and it's key, you know, being ready for everything. I've seen, you know, you've seen a lot of that this year, so hopefully you're prepared for that. And you know, I was able to do one game this year. It was actually a game you didn't get to play in, Allie, but Madison did. And just we did a few last year, and just seeing the difference of where you were at last year and compared to, as Coach said, the confidence this year, you can definitely see that. And I think that's probably, you know, Coach sees that too with your increased role as well. So it's got to be nice to be able to, you know, feel that confidence and just have that sense of, you know, how much more you're ready to be and ready to play and contribute compared to in the past when you knew you were going to be on the floor, but maybe not have the same role. Has that increased your capacity to go out there and do more things too because you know that you're counted on a little more?
Yeah, and honestly, my teammates helped me with that too. Is like, I mean, Allie will be like, I need that and stuff, and that builds me up. Feel like I know what I'm doing. There's no reason to be scared of, you know, going up into a 6'3 girl because I can do it. It's also having that team atmosphere of playing together. I think just, again, we all build each other up, so you have to believe in yourself.
You know, one last question, Madison, because we saw the Aquinas game here, and in that game, was her name Brady? Is that the big girl's name? Brady. Brady guarded Peyton, which surprised me, right? When you went to Aquinas, did Coach say they played zone then, or what happened?
Yeah, they were playing a zone, so it changed our whole game plan. So we really, and then that high post shot, I had to really, me and Peyton both had to become, you know, like that's our shot, we got to take it.
Right. So, you know, and I guess I was surprised because I thought they wouldn't want to bring Brady out on the court with Peyton when they went man-to-man. I don't know if it surprised you also, but anyhow, I know you guys will be ready tomorrow, and, you know, we're looking forward to the first tournament game, and you guys have got to be fired up as our student crowd has been really outstanding for you guys. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit and the support you get from the other students.
Especially, like, I don't know if you guys were at the Lord's game, but
yes, we covered it.
That game was huge. Like, I don't think in all my years of playing we had that many people come to one of our games that wasn't like a big event, like the breast cancer game or senior night. Like, every sport came out, and like you could feel the energy. Like,
I know personally when I see people and, like, people cheering me on, like, that's when I play my best games.
Yeah, it's nice to see, and I'm glad that, you know, they are coming out and supporting, and hopefully tomorrow night. And, again, that's why you want to, you know, be nice to be able to get past Aquinas and have Dearborn step up and get you another home game. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, ladies, we appreciate your time. Once again, Allie Miner and Madison Hamilton, thank you very much for coming in and talking a little Saints basketball, and good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, congratulations, and go get them.
All right. Once again, that's Madison Hamilton and Allie Miner, current players here for CN Heights University. We're going to come back after this timeout and talk with a former Saint player, now Saint assistant coach. So she didn't go too far. So we'll talk with her when we come back with more Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by CN Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. Right back after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back into St. Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. Well, now the time to bring in a former player turned coach, now assistant coach at Siena Heights University, Naisha Lowe. Naisha, good to have you in with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so first of all, you're like, thanks for getting my name right. And I don't know how... It's N-I-E-S-H. How hard is it to not say Naisha?
You would not believe some of the things that people call me.
Well, they're just not, you know, looking at it like it should be. It's easy to pronounce it that way. That's how it's spelled.
That's exactly how it's spelled, yeah.
But anyway,
so... I get all kind of crazy things.
Well, you come in, you know, you went to Aquinas. You started there for a couple of years, and then matriculated over to Adrian to come to Siena Heights University. And, you know, we always ask the kids a lot of time, you know, how they got here. And how did that happen, coming from Aquinas and then coming to Siena? That doesn't happen very often either in conference.
Yeah, I kind of became friends with some of the players over here, and I felt like this could be a better fit for me on the basketball side of things. And then I could relate to a lot of the girls here, so end up working out in my favor.
Naisha, this is Coach Smith. You see, my name's Coach Smith. Smith, that's pretty easy, right?
Yep.
I remember watching you a lot of years, and you kind of broke, how do I want to say, the barrier, and you, with your past help over the last number of years of getting a Grand Rapids presence in our program. I mean, that was kind of, you were the first one, right?
Yep, I think so.
Where did you play high school basketball at?
I played high school ball at Grand Rapids Union.
Yes, okay. Is Union still open?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, know where it is. I had relatives, you know, my in-laws lived in Walker, right? So I know where Union's at. But
oh, yes, right in that area.
Let me ask you this. When you transferred, did academics play any role at all? What did you study at Aquinas, and what did you end up studying at Siena?
So I was actually a dual major at Aquinas with sports management and business administration.
Right.
And then when I came over, I just kind of leaned towards more of the side of sports management. And I actually got to meet some of the professors here, and it seemed like it was more fitting for me.
So, you know, as you came to Siena, how long had Coach Siljabek been at Siena when you got here?
I want to say I came maybe her second or third year here.
Did you ever envision, I know you're one of the pioneers, that you'd see this program now, you know, and you played a role because you've helped us for a long, long time, but did you envision this being a kind of almost like an NEI regional power?
I don't know if I exactly envisioned it, but I was kind of in high hope for it just because some of the girls that I met and stuff, and then meeting Coach Sue, like, I kind of felt like they deserve more than people were kind of giving them around the conference. So I was in high hopes that eventually the program would take off and, become something that people really didn't expect.
So when you left here, talk about your coaching journey.
So when I left here, I actually went on to play semi-pro. And then after the year of that, I got into high school coaching. And I coached at the freshman level for about 6 years. And then I moved into a year of varsity coaching. And then after that, I actually took a club job at Grand Valley State University. And I did that for 4 years.
Wow. Well, you've had quite a pass. What are some of the schools you worked at along the way? High school.
What's that? I'm sorry.
What are some of the high schools you worked at along the way?
So I did. I coached at Ottawa Hills High School,
right.
Freshman team, girls freshman team, and I did that for a few years. And then after that, I was offered the position at Union High School, which
right.
worked out for me because that's where I graduated.
That's right.
So I did that for a year, and then after that, I moved into the role at Grand Valley.
You know, you have tried to send us, over the years, a lot of players. I know that Coach really utilized you, and it's so great to see you back at Siena full-time coaching. I think it's a great statement for our program. But tell us some of the players that you kind of successfully steered here, and some of them you steered other places, with your involvement in high school basketball, and you were generally involved in the Grand Rapids community, from what I understand.
Yeah, so actually some of the current players in Anaya Powell and
right.
Shaq Parker,
right.
I was a part of that. Also Julia Arrington,
right.
I was a part of that. And I think there's a bunch more. I started recruiting for Coach Sue maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, just kind of doing the west side of the things. I would obviously love basketball, so I would go out to high school games, and if I would see somebody that I think will fit into the program, I would hurry up and call her afterwards or send her an email or text and be like, hey, this kid such and such is really good. There might be a good fit for you. You should check them out. And we kind of just went through that process. And I did that for a few years, and some of those kids came to the program, and they actually turned out to do really well.
You know, I take my hat off to you on this as somebody who coached for 30 years. We got the Foster boys, from East Kentwood, but we just couldn't break through that Aquinas, Calvin,
yeah.
Hope, cornerstone thing, you know, and we didn't even
yeah.
try. And you're talking about two of our prime players, Shaq or Shakaya and Anaya, who's had a great, coach, no wonder you're there full time. Those are two great players you brought in.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of that.
Yeah, I am. And I'll be honest, sometimes it is a challenge because there are so many schools over in the Grand Rapids area. So Hope and Trine and
right.
Aquinas and Cornerstone and those guys. So when I see a player that I really like and I really think is going to fit this system, like, I wouldn't say I hound them, but I stick with them for a while and I kind of build bonds and relationships with them. So they kind of know what they're expecting once they get to Siena. So it kind of works out. It sometimes is a challenge, but thank God I've been able to get the kids that have actually come here and had some success.
Right. Tell us about your role right now as on the staff. From what I understand, on a full-time basis, is the first year. What is your role in the basketball program?
So as the assistant now, I'm doing a little more of the day-to-day stuff. Obviously, Coach Sue is really busy most times with her double duties that she has. So I'm doing that on top of stuff for Scout and doing more recruiting. So originally I was only really doing like the west side of Michigan, but now I get to get out to Ohio and all these other areas and kind of see like talents that I really wasn't seeing in the beginning. So kind of extended and expanded in that area. So I'm learning a lot. And Coach Sue, ever since I was a player, like she's always willing to teach so much, and I take it all in.
Yeah, do you aspire someday to hit that collegiate head coaching role someday?
Absolutely.
Good. This is going to be your first WAC tournament run on the bench, isn't it?
Yep, this will be the first, so I'm pretty excited. I'm just excited some of the players are, so. And then it's against Aquinas, so that makes me
yeah,
even a little more
right.
excited.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You know, Naisha, one of the things about, you know, as Coach was saying, trying to get these players from that area here, you just, you know, show the record of Siena against some of those schools and say, why do you want to stay in Grand Rapids? Why don't you come over here?
Absolutely.
You get to play over there, but now you get to go and win, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, who are some of the players that you played with? I know we're getting down toward the end. Do you stay in touch with any of those players? And
I was in a group message with them all last night trying to get them to come out to the game tomorrow. So I'm pretty close with majority of the players that I play with. I came in as a junior, so some of them I didn't get to spend as much time with, but I think those are the ones that I probably built the closest bond with, and those are the ones that actually brought me in as a Shea Rogers, Jen Hoffman. I played with Laura Panazzo, Desiree Spivey. I just had a really group of girls in front of me when I got here, and they really showed me a lot.
Yeah, I remember every one of them, and that's pretty cool. And it's a great story, and we'll be excited to be covering you guys tomorrow.
Well, we just got another couple minutes left. I guess, you know, one quick thing for you, Nate, is, you know, being here now, and what is your role on game time? What during the game? I know Coach has a lot of things going on. What is your main role during the game?
So we all do stats just to make sure we have the flow of the game going and we're on point with everything. So I actually let Coach Sue know how many timeouts she got left, how many fouls we got to give, how many fouls each player has on both teams, and keeping track of free throws. And I think I'm kind of the hype man of the coach for the girls. I kind of get them hyped up and get them amped up and ready to go.
Well, everybody's got to have one of those, you know.
Yeah.
and you probably relate a little, you know, coming not too far removed from school and, you know, having recruited some of these girls differently, you know, not being on the sideline with them, probably have a little bit of different relationship than some of the other coaches have with the girls, too.
Yeah, I do. I think I have an 11-year-old son, and then I'm a lot older than I look, so a lot of the girls think I'm younger, so they try to keep me hip, and I just go along with the flow, even though half the time I have no clue what they're talking about. I just go along like I know what's going on.
You know, your bench is real enthusiastic, right? But,
yep.
You know, over the years, you had this chant, and it's like, D up. Is that what it is, D up? I don't know. What are you saying there, you know?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. So one person will lead it, and everybody follows along.
Okay, you know, I have to admit, and you get into the rhythm of it when you announce when I'm at, or if I'm just watching a game. But I don't think anybody's more enthusiastic than the Saints bench, if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah. Once we get going, we're going, man.
Well, that's the way to do it, and you got to have some of that, and you know, especially in some of these gyms where you don't have a ton of people or people on your side, you got to make sure that you've got at least your own group cheering for whoever's on the floor.
Yeah, I think so we do get so obviously this is my first year being on a bench, so I haven't been to many home games in the past, but I didn't realize we get a pretty decent size for fans in the stands, and the lacrosse team, they come out and they really get us going, and a lot of times we feed off of them or they feed off of us, so it's been a really good experience. And like I said, I'm kind of surprised at the numbers we get in the stands, but I'm happy that people come out and support us like they do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, as the girl said too, you know, that it's nice, they like to have that crowd as well, and they play a little bit better with us. So again, Naisha, I appreciate your time with us tonight, and you know, good luck with the rest of the way this year, and it sounds like you definitely have some career aspirations, and good luck with those as well.
Thank you. Much appreciate it.
Once again, that's Naisha Lowe, assistant basketball coach here at Siena Heights University. I want to thank her also. Thank you very much to Coach Sue Siljabek and to a couple of the players, Allie Miner and Madison Hamilton. Also, to my partner here tonight, Coach Fred Smith, and we will be on the air tomorrow night. Fred and Ian will be on the air tomorrow night as they take on Aquinas here at the field house, and hopefully they can get things going and pull out another win and keep it going in this WAC tournament. Once again, keep it tuned right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.